Simon Tafresh Pei Tes Sif Beis Echad Akare Vechad Hashemem and Akare Yotze Dechavosei. Whether you read it or whether you hear from somebody else, you can be Yotze. Behusha Yishma Mimisha Hu Chai Bechriyasa. However, you have to hear it from a person who's a Bar Chayuva. So an adult can't hear it from a Katan. The Fikachim Hoya Akare Cheresh. If the Akare was a Cheresh now, obviously he can't put on a deaf mute because he wasn't able to be correct. Tesla told a person who is deaf but he's not mute. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to grapple with so if he's normally a person who's only deaf is considered Bar Chiyuva. So why is he not called a Bar Chiyuva? So that Mishnah Berurah will deal with. A cotton or shaita, if they were the karei, a shememen lo yotze. So a person who hears it is not yotze if he hears it from persons the karei shaita or cotton. V'yeshar mishanoshim eno mitzios es ho anoshim. He only said in the sifal that women are chayiv. However, women can't be mitzi men, which means that we look at the woman's chiyuv different than a man's chiyuv. If the woman's chiyuv would be the same as a man, so a woman can be mutzi a man. The answer is a woman's chiyuv is to hear Megillah. A man's chiyuv is to read Megillah. So he can be yotzi his chiyuv to read through the process of Shemei HaKohanim. The woman never had a chiyuv to read, only a chiyuv to hear, according to this opinion. So she can't be mutzi a man who has a chiyuv to read.
Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say
right, so this Yesharim is saying that it means that she has to hear the Kriya.
Yesharim,
okay, now the Ramah comes along and takes this thought process a step further. Therefore, imoisha karo la'atzma, if a woman is reading for herself, nevorechas lishmoya megillah. Our bracha is al mikra megillah, which is the reading of the megillah. But a woman, according to this opinion of which is that her chiyuv is not kriya, but her real chiyuv is to hear the kriya. So in the case where she'd be reading for herself, the main thing is not the kriya, but the shmiya. So her bracha will be lishmoy megillah. Shena chiyuv is b'kriya. Shena chiyuv in kriya, according to this opinion. Okay, let's see. Now, this process of being yotze with the hearing it from a kare requires the rules of Shemei HaKohen, which means that tzarech shechav on a kare lohotzi, but Shemei HaLotze. The general rule is when you have the Shemei HaKohen, the one who is saying it has to have in mind to be moitzi those which are listening. The ones which are listening have to have in mind to be yotze with what they're hearing. And then shari mitzvus shechem mitzchaveru kolakavam esimin every tzadi sifjudal. So there's the unique kavana on the part of both individuals involved in it, and that's true by any Shemei HaKohen. Now, let's talk about Cheresh. Cheresh, Hana Hamadab, Rabbeinu Shemei Klal. He can speak, but he can't hear at all. He's totally deaf. That's a thing called profoundly deaf, is I think the language that they use now. Valva Gavdi Ba'alma Kaimalon Divo Hishmiel Ozno Yotso Kilev Simon Sama Beis Simon Kuf Behe by Kriyashma We Paskin. If you don't hear it, you're Yotso. And by benching we pass it, if you don't hear it, you don't say. So a person, the chachila, you should say Shema. The Mor says you should, the word Shema means you should hear it, what you're saying. You should say Shema loud enough that you could hear. But then you have it, you don't say, even though you can't hear it. The same thing is true by benching if you can't hear it, you're still yotze. However, hachma linya megillah do mishum pesuminisa ichvir by yosef. Hashmiel the oznoi huli kuvah. So the first explanation why a cheresh, even though he has a lacha of a competent adult, a person who's a deaf mute has a lacha like an incompetent person, because the lack of being able to communicate in any way, both ways. Both both hearing and speech, limits his ability to expand his understanding of what's going on around him. But a person who can speak, he can communicate. Even though he can't hear, he'll be able to be able to communicate back to him through. So he's considered competent. But over here, there's a new problem. He cannot fulfill the mitzvah because he can't hear what he's saying. And over here, hearing is nikkuv. That's the first explanation why over here a deaf person would be potter. Okay. And the Sharatzim in Sefkot and Zion points out, according to this explanation, so obviously when many other people I have to lay down if they really could hear, but if I'm laying the Megillah for myself, sometimes a person might lapse and just say it too quietly. See, it's not like Shemaan by mentioning that you're Yotze B'diyeh, you have to hear it. Okay. Inami, a second teretz. Why a cheresh is worse than why here it's worse than shema or benching? The cheresh gortfe sheniyochel hashmiyo laoznei. The reason why a cheresh is worse is because there's a concept called where the bila ain't bila makavis boy, which you might have had somewhere in your journey through Shas. That sound familiar? Called where the bila ain't bila makavis boy. So the Morris has a fascinating concept. So the halacha is by menachos, that part of the process of menachos which are brought many menachos are brought as a korban after they've been baked, fried, etc. There's a mincha of which is of soilus, which you add oil to it. The Torah says you have to mix in the oil. The halacha is bila, the process of belila, of mixing it, to boil something is to mix something, is not ma'akeh. B'diyeved is kosher or even that. However, the Mor says that's only true if bila is possible. But if the mincha, it says, so the shear for mincha is one is. Minimum share is one is Yisor, which is the Shir Kala, 43 and a 5.2 bayim. So a person makes a net in the dov of a mincha of two Yisor, so he brings it in one kli, because you can still mix it in one kli. Because I'll say up to share of shishim Yisor, and you can bring in one kli. Shishim and the echad you can't bring in one kli because it's so large you won't be able to mix it. Of course, what do you mean? But mixing is not ma'akev. That's true. But being roy for mixing is ma'akev. So call a roy lebila if it's roy to do the process of mixing ain't bila makabas. Because she ain't a roy lebila if not able to have bila, then bila makabas. But that's going to be make it not kosher. And that concept, the more uses it by cases of bikurim. The law is when a person brings bikurim to the basement, he has to make a declaration, kriya. Kriya is not ma'akev. If it brings it in such a way that he can't do kriya, then it's ma'akev, etc. So there's such a concept that not being able is worse than not doing. So even though being mashmiel ozlo is not ma'akev, not being able to be mashmiel ozlo is ma'akev. That's the second terrorist.
Can I ask a question? Like, if you're doing Kiddush with terms of Shmei Kohen and there's like 20 people, do you have to specifically have das that, like, I have this individual person in mind? Or
everybody.
Yeah, that's good enough. Even though the people listening have you specifically in mind.
Correct. Okay. That's the second shot. Rambam Shari Tshuva. The Dafkim who Cherish Gomer Shem Shemei Klal. The Chugim who Shemei Chem Dabrim Loi Bekol. This is all talking about. He's profoundly deaf. If he can hear, when they talk loudly, that's obviously not what we're talking about, because then he could hear. Now you should know that these are the two explanations in the Shulchan Aruch, but not everybody agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. The Chozeh who Ladasa Shulchan Aruch. They argue, and he brings you to the bottom that the lineup over there is the Bach, the Pichodesh, the Grohl, the Shagasarya. So that's, you know, if you want to make your team, it's a good team. Okay? The Filo Hukherish Gomer Yotze Hashemea Mimenu. That the person who will hear it will be Yotze from him, because he's Chayiv in Kriya. Okay. We agree he's not the preferred person to put up there. Now, Abedal, Mr. Burry now gives us a practical twist to this. The Mishan called the Oznov, person has difficulty hearing. Or he's far away from the bima. And he can't hear well. So Yizor Likris Latzim and Megillah Shem. He should read along, read himself from a Kasher Megillah, because you can't hear. You have to hear every word. So he should read along. Now you can't read from a Chumash. So let's say he doesn't have a Megillah. He should hold a Chumash in front of him. I mean, you know, which has a Megillah in it. But Teva Sheyeshalo Yerma take him in the Chumash. We'll see later on that the Megillah is unique in all the Kriya, since it's referred to as Igaris. So besides being referred to as same, it's also referred to as an Igaris. Igaris a poor Mazos, the Pasuk says. So an Igaris is something which you're not makbid in writing every single time you leave out a word or something like that. So a lack of not hearing the word will not be ma'akev in Megillah, in the sense that it has to be said, but it doesn't have to be said from the Sefer. Because the Sefer can be missing a word. So similarly, I can fill it in Balpes. I can fill it for my Chumash also. I can do it up to the majority of the Megillah. Up to 49%. 49.9%. So the only issue which we have is supposed to say a full Inyan is problematic. You can't say a full Inyan of the Megillah, a full thought from the Chumash either. So you can fill in a word here, a word there. The problem is the Megillah has to be read in order. So if a person reads quickly and you miss, you don't hear a word clearly, so you say the word, meanwhile he went to the next word, so you say the next word. So you're busy playing catch up. So the guy's reading very fast, reading very quickly. Meanwhile you're reading all these words from your Chumash, not from the Megillah. So by the time you catch up, 17 psukim later, you've read a whole column of yourself, a whole topic, the whole story of Bigs and Miserish, you read from your own Sefer. That's a problem. So it's not always preferred to be hearing it from somebody who lanes quickly, especially if he doesn't lane always clearly. Or if you have your own Megillahs and they're just, you know, basically, and you know how to read it, the top block on him, just read it yourself. Now you also have to be careful. You're reading, you have to hear it loud enough that you should hear it. You shouldn't be staring the guy next to you who's going like, because you can't hear, because you're making these noises.
So it could be Yosef with you.
What?
It could be Yosef with you already.
That's also possible. Then it gets really loud. So it's a little bit, you know, almost comical sometimes to see the whole process. Okay, I caught it. Now, one second. So I don't understand. We said before in the last sif that a cotton is chayiv and mikra megillah din 18 rules. She's chayiv. So let me be yotze with him. Well, but God, the cotton nami chayiv, what kapara mira bodin kalev sif aliv. Filahochi eino yochel loitzi as a godol. The cotton can't be moitzi the godol. Why? The gabi cotton have you trade rabbonin. It's a mitzvah chinuch which we pass in as drabbonin, and the mitzvah megillah which is drabbonin. See, he has two drabbonins. The solomer the essence increase of megillah habi rak me divrei Torah. It's only tikkun of after the Torah. Chumash al cotton habi gam ken mirabbonin bechol mitzvahs. Mashen and a godol rei habi chad rabbonin. Lo yasi trade rabbonin or mapi chad rabbonin. So the cotton is chayiv only through multiple tikkunos can be moitzi the godol, which is a chayiv only through one tikkun. Okay. Now, that a cotton can be moitzi a gadol in halakas ner chanukah.
that bed board.
Okay, so he brought such an opinion before. So he wants to know, what about over here? So the Shulchan Aruch brought that possibility over there. Who are didn't then create a Megillah? That opinion holds it true by creating a Megillah also. Now, the problem is, we have to understand that the Shulchan Aruch, the Tefresh Ayin Hei, brought both opinions. Over here, only he doesn't bring both opinions. So, what's going on? So, if you look at the Shaar Tzion and Yud Beis, the horrible hotad, the Gro and the Magen Rambam both say that if whatever you hold by Chanukah, you hold by Purim and vice versa. Achein Sharech Roinim, Yishru Das and Mechaber, Shehishmit Kam Das, Balu Iter, Shetiku Gabi Chanukah. Megillah Rotsa Lisa Mechalov, Ayin Elirav and Mechaber Moishim Sharech Roinim. So they differentiate between the two. And even though by Chanukah he could, the Baal Eitr says, since the Holmes is the Rabbanon, a cop which is Chayv, the Rabbanon could be Mitzvah the Gadol, but by Napi Megillah, only by Chanukah. What's the difference? So the Al Yerabba, he tells you to look at Al Yerabba. Al Yerabba says the difference is because the getter of the cotton's Chayv is Shmiya. It's similar to the idea that we'll see Gabi women. So by Chanukah, there's only one mitzvah, the light. So the cotton is a chiyuv to light, the gadol is a chiyuv to light, and the cotton can be mitzvah, the gadol is a chiyuv to light. The Megillah, the gadol clearly has a chiyuv to read, and the cotton's chiyuv of chinuch was he should come in here, because I'll never put a chiyuv on the cotton to read. So his chiyuv was to hear the gadol reading. So Melo, the cotton can't be mitzvah, the gadol. That's the chiluk between the case of Chanukah, why the Shulchan Aruch brings the Baal Eitr, and over here he doesn't bring it.
Isn't chinuch that a child is chiyuv is chayav in what ki'ilu he's an adult?
You have a chiyuv to train him for what he'll be able to, what he should have to do when he's a adult.
Not always.
That being said, we never put a chiyuv in a cotton to read the Megillah. So the question would be an interesting question. I mean, theoretically, if he has nobody to read for him, he would have to read, be able to hear. But since, in general, people will be Yotze Megillah, it's an option, Yotze Megillah through Shmiya, so they put that level of Kiyam in him. That's what the rabbi suggests.
So Gadol's Chayav in Kriya, but even though Gadol's Chayav in Kriya, he still be Yotze the Katzan, which is Chayav in Shmiya?
Well, that's for sure true. Somebody commits a woman, Shmiya is a lesser Madrig. The Chevron Rosh says that it just says the Chilukah is that Megillah is, we call it the Rabbanim, it's really more common than the Rabbanim, because anyone who mentions the Tanakh referred to by Chazal as Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is a higher level of Chiyuv than just Tam the Rabbanim. So by the Rabbanim, Chanukah, he was Samech on the Baal Eitr. By Megillah, which is more common, he wasn't Samech. So we'll double in our Chanukah. The Shani Megillah, the Havi Kamei Kriyas HaTorah. So since it's like Kriyas HaTorah, which women were not put in the Chiyuv of Kriya, so they quote a Tzibur. We did not put her into that situation because it wouldn't be covered at Tzibur. L'chein afilu l'yachid enu metziya mishum loy plug. So we didn't put the chiv of the woman to do kriya, which normally is done at Tzibur, and then we gave her no chiv of kriya at all. We got after, that's the first pshat. We got after that isha enu chiyav is kriya rak l'shmoya kinu l'kamei mikrish enu chiyav is adorba l'gab each. Compared to man, he has a greater chiv than she does. Aval isha metziya eskavert him. One woman can be much to another woman. Now, you take a look at the Shaar Tzion and the Tezvav. So woman can read for another woman, but she should not read for a group of women, because it's considered zila b'milsa. So the shail is what is this zila b'milsa? So some learn zila b'milsa was that it wasn't considered, since in general the normal situation is the man reads to give these women that they should be reading from somebody who's not really chayiv, a full of chayiv, it's insulting to them. So based on that, so he argues, we can be moichel. And we'll be moichel our cover and allow this woman to read for us. Because we want the woman to read for us, because this way we can show that we're just as good as men. Right, that's where that comes from. Under that understanding, they understand that therefore they can.
I find it to be a pillar.
So it doesn't. The core for this is a carbon in the saddle. It's not a Gemara. It's not a Rishon Yivam. It's an Akhra. The applications of it, you know, what exactly, you know, the concept is it the root of the Tosef, which says the Tosef calls it Kavod HaTzibur. That's where this question of it's because of Kavod HaTzibur, can the Tzibur be moichel?
Yes,
the men. What? Men, we don't, because we have the Baal Bahad, which says a woman might be chayv in a lesser, lower level. But for women to women, you don't have that problem. So they, the tzibur of the women, can be moichel. More close. Right?
What's the cover of the tzibur? What are they being moichel on? They're covered?
They're covered. They make their own separate kriya. So that's where this, well, the women's kriya and the Gila groups come from.
So why is it not a cover to them if a woman reads for them?
In general, the concept of a woman getting up and being the one who reads, Tyson says that was not, that wasn't covered at Zebra. In general, for, these were jobs which were given to men. Right? So I can have the choice of, we'll make the extreme case, I can have the choice of the Godel Ador who lives in my town coming to read Megillah for the woman, the man, or taking the maid service. So you say it's not covered at Zebra. Right? What's the difference? Yeah, but there's certain chashivas to the men who are doing it. So we're more chashivas. We think women are, you know, just, we don't mind. Can they do that or not? So that's, shalos is such an option. That's what it boils down to for the most part. It's not really what it boils down to. What it boils down to is that the it's rooted in a frekrumta hashkofa, but that's a different issue. It's rooted in a lack of appreciation of women. That's really what it's rooted in. Now, right? The women think that they're only good if they're as good as men. If they're like men, they don't appreciate women. Okay, so because of this question, what bracha she's supposed to make? Does she make the bracha of the Shmaya Megillah or Amikra Megillah? It would be better that she should have a man read for her. So if she has no other option, she's got to read. And the bracha you make is lishmoya. It's also relevant. It's also relevant in a case where the man was yotzi already. So he can't make a bracha for the women. See, so a group of women being, you know, coming later on to hear the megillah. So each woman makes her own bracha. So the Chayyarim's decision is that the correct bracha would be the Shema Megillah. Okay, Shema Mikra Megillah.
The Rama is the Shema Megillah.
Right, so I think the minhag is like, is like the Chayyarim.
Can the man make the bracha for the women?
If the man... No, because if he already was Yotze, so the law that a man can make a bracha for other men, even though he's Yotze already, he's based on Arvis, and there seems to be a rush, which indicates that it could be men are not chayv and Arvis for women. Which creates some fascinating halachic issues. Kveger, if I call correctly, asks, let it be who understands the rush like that. So, Kveger says, it's according to you, let it be who should come out Friday night. Right? So the Mogan Rum says that the Nitzah, the Raisa of Kiddush Shabbos, you say the words of Kiddush Shabbos and Daf Kaffin. So you were Yotzi already, you're mixed with the rice of Kiddush. A woman is tied with Kiddush to rice, like a man. So he comes home and he says Kiddush for his wife. He's ready Yotzi. It's healthy Motzi her. Even Yotzi, you can be Motzi somebody, but if there's no Arabs, how can you Motzi her? So the Kregor says, according to the Nadim Hilo's understanding, if you accept the Magen Avraham, you Yotzi Kiddush with the words Makadosh Shabbos and davening, so she should say something of the sort also to Yotzi Achiev. She be Yotzi her Achiev the Raisa, so they should be on the same level. Otherwise, you have a problem. You can't be Motzi her according to this Nadim Hilo. He thinks that's not Pshat in the Rosh. He disagrees with Nadim Hilo's understanding of the Rosh. So there isn't an Arbus for women.
Kibager.
It says, but the money not a beautiful, there's not. So the truth is, not a beautiful himself on his Hagos and Shulchan Aruch, which are called the Dogam Revolva, he raises the, on that Morgan Run, he says it should come out. You have this, he points out this problem that a husband would be much in a wife afterwards is a problem. So Kibager in a different place says that you could be Yotze that did Kiddush Shabbos at the Warren without the word Kaddish Shabbos, any way that you're saying something unique and special about Shabbos. He's saying good Shabbat Tova counts as a way to be Yotzeh and then Kiddush Derisa. So if someone says to his wife, good Shabbos, she says, good Shabbos. Ah, she's Yotzeh Kiddush Derisa. The problem is, that's a good theory. Look how you have to have Kavana. So you have to have Kavana for that. Kregor says that's not Pshat the Rosh.
When a woman lights the Shabbos candles, and then she says, Could that count if she has gone?
Not clear. He's not talking about the, well, he's talking about the mitzvah of lighting the neighbors. Now take a look over here in the Shard scene. So what's the issue here is a woman should a woman be for herself? So it brings that, she should. But anyway, so you have some other option. You read for yourself. Number one, Echol they were sure that he carries Manoshim Chiyavas with Kriya. They have a Chiyav Kriya. Okay. V'avim Nisuk she'en Chiyavas Metzias LaAnoshim Kabbalim Kriya Chiyavas. According to the first opinion, they're Chiyav in Kriya, just like they should do for men. Okay. Kamosh Pesukim Pridolish. V'avim Nisuk says that they not chayv in Kriya, but they could do Kriya and count that they hear. Now, Mashiach Megan of Rama Midrash Anelam Rus Baltikulatzma. The Megan of Rama quotes the Midrash Anelam. Midrash Anelam is part of the Zohar on Rus that a woman should not read for herself. I'm a chayyot of Nitzah Zeh Halosh and Shom. That's not exactly what it says. So according to this Magen Rabbah, it's one of the other sources that we have against this idea of having women reading, because the Ma'aseh Kabbalah is a Zohar that they shouldn't do it. Now, but the Shared Tzion says, but in case we have no other option, the Ma'aseh, the chayyot points out that that's not exactly the language over there. Rakalosh and Shubim Begroah B'Shem and Zohar Chodosh. The quote is whether the Grub brings it, which I don't know what the exact words are, but it's not as clear the way the Grub quotes the words that is a problem for her to read herself.
Do we not have it? Did they not have it?
What? No, the Magarom quotes one Lashon and the Grub quotes a different Lashon. He's saying the Lashon over there is not exactly how if the Magarom quotes it, the quote is a little bit different. So if she has nobody else to read, she should read. Okay. Gimel. A drug of the smutzi minoy, below shayna minoy. Tumtum unichashet to ever, I feel like minoy and a smutzi. There's something called an androgynous. So an androgynous is a person who has both male and female characteristics. Physical characteristics. So Chazal looked at an androgynous as being a unique being. So, but all androgynouses are the same. So whatever level of chiyuv he has, he can moitzi another person that's like him. However, he can't be moitzi a man because maybe he's like a woman. And therefore. therefore, that since we said before, a woman should not be motzi man, so he shouldn't do that. However, a tumtum is a person who we have no indication of what his characteristics are. He has no organs of reproduction, and we say what's happened. The problem is that it could be there's a layer covering it over, a layer of skin which is blocking it. So it's very possible one tumtum really is a male, and another tumtum is a female. So therefore, he can't be moitzi another tumtum. Now, a person is a chesiv eved. So the law of an eved, as we said before, is not chayim or mikra megillah, and a ben charin is. Once he's freed, he is. So now he's half and half. So as much as he's not chayim and megillah, so part of his megillah is coming out of this eved who's not chayim. So filamino and a moitzi. So he can't be moitzi another eved. A half habit. The way you have a half habit, the more sense of case you have an habit owned by two partners, habit cannot be owned by two partners, and one of the two partners frees him. So now he's half habit and half free. So he has a strange din in him, because whatever he does is being done by this multi-faceted person, and you can't divide it up. So when he goes now to the next person who's the same as him, we don't say that the habit part connects to the habit part, and the free part gets to the freed part. It's this whole being. It's this whole being. So he's my half Evan who's hearing it. Is hearing it from somebody who's partial Nakai. She can't be Yotze. Zot Ramah Yisharim the Filo is Atzman and Moitzi. Certainly Shmuel Mecherim. So we don't know somebody Moitzi somebody else. Can't be Moitzi himself, because he's hearing it from somebody who's partial Nakai. So his Sad, which is Kayev, is hearing it from the Sad, which is not Kayev. So he's got a problem. Okay. So that applies to the case of Chatzib and Chatzib and Her. So the Mora produces this concept in the following scenario. It's Chatzib and Chatzib and Her marries a woman. So the Mora says he can't have Bia and his wife, because the Evid part has no marriage. So the Evid part is not part of the marriage. So when he has Bia, the Evid part is being having relations with the woman who's married to somebody.
That's his wife.
It's not his wife. As much as he's an Evan, it's not his wife. But she's partially married to somebody. She can't be in his own wife. So he was sitting in the Morris Lushan. Oh, he's sad of this and doing Bia, but sad. So the same thing over here by Kumiker Megillah. So he's a really complicated individual. Mishaburus, Sivkot and Tess, Androgynous. Yeshloy, Zachos, and the Kapers. And Androgynous has both male and female organs. However you define the definition of androgynous, they're all the same. If we give androgynous a status of a unique being, so the other person is also the same. All androgynous have the same status. However, tumtum, each one might be different. Now the androgynous can't be mochi and shena minu. Why? The shem is in the cave of a shenu zocher.
Made out of Shiva or Gemi. I don't know what Shiva or Gemi are.
So maybe we give the status of an androgynist, give the status of a Keva, and the non Mino is a Zocher. Theoretically, Chayshev, the Moitzi woman, because the worst he is a woman. He says, no. Feel the man Dharma and the Noshim Moitzi is how Anashim, a woman can be Moitzi man, so a Manash. Either. Right, so what's the problem? We create a swara that if you don't know what he is, so you don't know what's in mind to you, that's worse. Okay. Tumtum, I feel like me and I know. See, the Shem is as Zachar was in the cave. Each tumtum is different. All androgynous people are the same. A tumtum, each one is different. His saravdus can't be moitzi the other person in sarcheris. You'd give well, yeshurim the filas atzmai zilakoya tumtum. Now, the calls of Dafka the day of the service of Noshim Ein Mitzias Hanashim, Rebbe Darmelish. That's all assuming that we give. Now, the Shabur quoted before a question whether an Eved who's. She told even a Vodim Rechai. But the Shulchan Aruch holds that a Vodim, which are not only freed of Vodim Rechai, unfreed of Vodim Rechai. So this line over here, the Mishnah Berurah, is going on the opinion that Avadim Rechayiv, but maybe they're like women, and once he's freed, he's a man. But the truth is, it's also relevant according to the opinion that Avadim, which are not freed, are putter, so he can't be moitzi his freed side, which is chayiv. So that's worse than the issue of women to men. Okay. So Reuben made a netter that Shimon could have no benefit from him. And Reuben is the Balkari in town. Shimon can hear me from Megillah from him. The fact that I'm getting the benefit that I use it to my mitzvah is not called getting a benefit. We don't look at, when we say hanoah, we mean physical pleasure, not spiritual pleasure. That the person who's blowing the shofar can be might see somebody who's mutar hanoah from him. And if you're mutar hanoah from a shofar, you can be yotzei with that shofar, you can use that shofar to blow. You're not getting a benefit. It's not a benefit for these purposes. The most additional here quotes the Mishnah Berurah says over there. However, he cannot ask that person explicitly to be mitzvah him, because then the person is doing shlichus for him. And what that's already an improper relationship. Because he's mutar hanoah from him. He shouldn't be doing things for him. So once I hear it, I'm yotzei, but I shouldn't be asking him to help.
But silently, it's fine. You can be yotzei him, and you can have him to be yotzei with the reader.
As long as you're not asking him to do it.
But why? He's being dead, is he?
They used to have it proper.
But I thought you said he's being dead on the shlichus.
If I ask him to do my shit, the fact he's doing something I asked him to do, so he's giving me the hanoah of doing what I asked him to do.
So it's your verbal retzon, not your internal retzon.
Right. The fact that he is agreeing to what I asked him to do, that this arrangement is the problem. The arrangement is the problem. There's no arrangements.
The definition of an arrangement is if it's out in the verbal atmosphere.
If I didn't arrange it, then I didn't arrange it. Okay.
But if it's arranged.
Malcolm Shane Minion. If there's no 10 people, they're living in a place, there's no 10 people. So over there, the chatkil, each person should read for himself. That which had one person amongst other people is only done in the context of a meal. However, im echad yodei of hacherem enam yodim, but only one person knows how to read. So then echad person is kulam. Then he can be moitzi them. Im kulam yodim kol echad kare latzim. However, they know how to read, they must read by themselves. That which we do lechatchila, that one person reads and everyone else is yodei, even people other people know how to, is only with in the context of a minyan. Test 12 la'atzim. Each person should read for himself. The idea that one person is moitzi somebody else, it has to be done in the context of a minyan. Now, why is that? Well, done with the shofar. Shofar, we don't say there's such a condition by shofar. One man can, you can blow shofar for me. I don't blow shofar, so what? You can moitzi. Right? I don't have to blow shofar myself. The kriyas in Megillah, havi kimoitzfila, the being in a Masorah Dafka. Since we know by Tefillah, we said that Tefillah has to be done in the context of a minyan. So Kriyas and Megillah, which in some way parallels the idea of Tefillah, has to be done in a similar way also. And by Tefillah also, that's the halakha, that if you don't know how to daven yourself, I can be motzi to you, even without 10. But if you do, I can't be motzi to you without a context of a minyan. If they know how to read themselves, should they do it themselves? Is that you're asking?
No, if there's less than 10 women and a man is being motzi the women.
If they know how to read themselves, so then they can be yotzi. In case they do not know how to read themselves, so then they can be yotzi with it. The challenge would be a woman who knows how to read herself. So if you learn her alukim, it's only shmi as a pasha that wouldn't apply.
Now,
if he named pichadosh kasa the kozer who rak and yin chachila, but the evidence is coming to chaver loy yotzov bisha kulam yoyd. But the evidence yotz. But in Rome, mitzad loy, he takes a step further. The filu chachila other shikra echad the kulam mishum rabam had smelat. Even without a minion, having one person read and everybody else, the other five or six people there listening to them is also called reivah. So you see the definition of reivah does not require a minion. So they're arguing on the Shulchan Aruch. Amal Yerabah met the Yehuda, daitim Shulchan Aruch, the Kolechad Yikro, laatzmoy bechen hetek mederech achay. So we have a disagreement. What is the preferred way to do this? Okay. It's a good idea to bring the children. They're not really going to be not of the age of Mikra Megillah yet, but the whole idea of that we see that we're publicizing the mace, that concept is that we should train them in that concept. The psukim, which are the beginning and the end of the story, we announce them to get the kids into the story. Mordechai Yotzer La Yehudim and Ki Mordechai all at the end. It's the last possible. Okay, the Orak Tanim Shal Yishnu We Eat No Libra Malakriya. The Makam Osama Psukim Kelechan. So we try to read those words.
They don't attribute much honor.
That they should get into the idea. So that's the Pasha of the Mishnah reads. We're talking about a child who's not Chayiv and Chinuch. Because he's Chayiv and Chinuch, but something's not a Minhag HaTorah, it's a Chiyuv. Comes to be a Locha. Says if they're too small, they get in the way. Which cause I'm not going to run. You can't. My shaykh minatoy. What's a minatoy? Let me dinner. Mechuyev lechavet. I'm a kriyas a megillah. I'll come on a mishmiya. Lula. Maybe what he means is like this. The bezeh just for the mitzvah of mikra megillah. Hoya yotzim. Hoya kara lefneim bebeisa. We can lay it at home. So he's learning. They're talking about children which are gila chinuch, but you should bring them dafka to shul and not do it at home. That being said, Mishabur and Yudzayin says, "Tana b'ktanas mavashal yivil ktana b'yoyser shemavabel in das hashemim." The kids which are very young just make noise, get people, you know, disturb people. And it's interesting, the Mishabur doesn't contemplate somebody in the middle. There are some kids in the middle that they're not, 5-year-old kid is not a Gila Chinuch for Mikra Megillah. He's not a vowel, everybody. Right? So I don't know why he couldn't have assumed that there's somebody in the middle.
That would be okay.
You'd cast the Shmoy as you bring them to hear the Megillah. I think Mishabur is using a little bit of poetic license. Now it nowadays it's nahapachu. Things have turned around. So the vad she'enam shoyim, not only do they not listen, that's the goal, to bring them to listen. To make sure nobody else hears. So as opposed to the trend that everybody hears, nobody hears. The whole reason they come is the klap haman. Let's go to shul, the klap haman. That's why you go to shul, really? He accomplished nothing. He has to make sure they're listening. You want to clap, you can clap. That's not the main message. Let's go to shul to clap on. Let's go to shul here to McGill. And there'll be an opportunity to clap on. You'll clap on like everybody else. Mikir Megillah, Zog the Mr. Baruch. Ba'ach Shabur, the Cholecha Chiyah, Megillah Ksher, Likra Balachash, Mila Bimila. You really should have your own Megillah, and you should read along with the Balkar, right? The Ephraim Shemim, Ashtet Seber, Machmas Rash, Abilbo Shemachim, Be'etim, and Mashmim Ko. Kids are clapping, kids are making noise, people are moving around. Rather call yourself Lino Kane, Mishia Chalas, Yada. Whoever can afford it should do it.
What about you sing to go over it also? I mean, if you don't know how to say the words properly.
You have to say, you follow along with the Kerei, you'll read after him. So we'll see in the next idea that, in case you miss a word, having a Megillah is a very, very beneficial thing. Okay, let's hold it here.